Heyo! Welcome in, latest episode that SEC podcast live from SEC Media Days, day two. A lot busier day today than yesterday. I'm already exhausted.
Already. You are correct, Mike. I think we doubled the interviews today that are coming out. But, you know, cool thing about interviews, you learn a lot about these football teams. And I've told this to a couple of people. I just feel like the narrative is shifting on a few of these programs based on what I'm hearing. So be sure to have those notifications on, because when Mike gets those uploaded, you guys will have full access. Whatever camera I'm looking at.
You know where they should, they have always have access though?
I can tell you right now, you can walk in there right now and have a good time over at Tennessee Legend Distillery.
Yeah,
that is right. We are brought to you by Tennessee Legend Distillery. And if you get an opportunity, you got to stop in. I'm in Tampa. Unfortunately, they don't have it here. But if I go down to the package store and I say I need it on the shelf, they can get it sent down there. And then all of a sudden, I've got some Tennessee Legend in Florida. So, but if you are in the Smoky Mountain locations, be sure to swing in and tell them the cousin sent you. Not only are you going to get a bonus gift, but you will also get a discount. And I want to thank them dearly for allowing us to do this for one more season.
Yeah. This might be the last year.
Yeah.
Unless you go running by some Tennessee Legend.
I'm worried. I'm a little worried. We got Sankey. We've really just tried to avoid him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying Sankey's not a bad person, but it's almost like I'm afraid that after this relationship or this conversation that he may say, you know what? How long have these guys been getting through the doors? So I'm a little amped up about that, but we got some great stuff coming your way.
Well, you know what I'm amped up about?
What's up?
I'm going to give you a hint here. We'll play his theme music.
Cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR. We should have known it was Georgia Day.
Yeah,
it was it's always a big day when the defending back-to-back SEC champs, my preseason pick to win the SEC and the national championship, are at SEC Media Day. So shout out JR. We appreciate you, buddy. Hope you're well.
And the dogs look good, man. I tell you, there's a quietness to that football team. You know. There's a couple in here that are trying to convince us, trying to sell us some goods. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like them Georgia Bulldogs are like, dude, we have it. We've owned it the last 2 years. Come and get it. You know, I'll meet you in the front yard.
And shout out, Bev, amazing comment from Andy Alexander. He's an LSU fan. So we appreciate you, Andy.
Thank you, Andy.
And LSU is going to be wild the last day. But he says, I think after Media Day 1, one thing will still hold true. Arkansas is the fruit pizza and the Starbucks straw of the SEC.
That's somebody that's been paying attention right there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, brother. They tried something. I tried to get a little healthy in the cafeteria today. They had that slaw thing going on, and there was a whole bunch of fancy vegetables that were in it. Took one bite. No, didn't do it.
Yeah, and they're asking... I mean, apparently everybody's talking about this, Shane. I wasn't even going to mention it because I thought it was like an inside joke that only Paul was in on.
Yeah.
But people are asking, somebody got kicked off Media Row. Well, technically, yeah. I would think the answer is no. There was some thievery. You think we could talk? I mean, we don't work for them.
I don't know. Well, I don't want it to get out. That
we'll just say people's equipment got stolen.
Yes.
How about that? So people got cameras stolen.
Misplaced, maybe.
And then, yeah, maybe. And then Paul Feinbaum had a caller that, again, it's my knowledge, he was not credentialed.
Right.
So he was not a media guy, but he was trying to be. And again, they're pretty strict about the, I mean, there was a story a couple years ago, Nick Saban, his first media days, he didn't have his credential, and the security guard said, you can't come in here.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're Nick Saban. I mean, they don't let anybody up here.
And think about it. Like, this location we're at is two buildings. There's one that's the convention side. Then there's kind of a bridge, or you can go downstairs, walk across to the hotel side, and that's where you go up. Well, apparently, this gentleman was in that section giving interviews and may have done more interviews than we did. I don't know. You know, I don't know how good or bad these things are, but kudos. I mean,
I don't think there's any way he did more interviews than we did.
I don't know. We did a lot of interviews today, Mike. But, yeah, unfortunately, he was not able to keep doing those interviews. He was asked to leave. So, yes, Paul, they're trying to get to Paul, man. They're trying.
Hey, mm-hmm. Shout out Cousin Lou. He gifted 5 memberships, Shane.
So hell yeah. Thank you, cuz.
Shout out Cousin Lou. He says, I'm back, baby. So he's back because it's football time. You know
it's
what?
It's football season, baby.
We got Shane Beamer today.
Yes.
So that was a really fun, really great interview. Can't wait to put that up. A lot of people's favorites, like Brooks Austin. We got him today. So we're working.
Got a kicker?
We got a kicker. Basically, point being, we're working hard to get these great interviews. You know what?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the list is full for tomorrow. So I know you're catching us after constant 8-9 hours of just talking college football, which I am not ever going to complain about. This was freaking awesome, and for me, this program and those joining us, like Lou, you know, it is the kickoff, right? Next week we're showing up, and then next thing you know, it's August. At the end of the month, we got college football, so I'm ready, man.
Yeah, and they're asking Rusty. Rusty's like day one interview. Oh, yeah, Rusty. So we got Rusty.
Rusty doesn't do, and that's the crazy thing. Rusty doesn't do many, right? He's got a short list that he goes to, and we're blessed to have Rusty come by. I think his daughter is going to join us either Thursday or late tomorrow. So we're going to see about that one as well. Getting all the Manziels.
Yeah. Well, let's get the teams that were here today, Shane.
Yeah.
Let's start with Georgia. Speaking of the Manziels,
mm-hmm.
Kirby coming in here, he's confident.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that swagger. But how much, the cousins want to know, you got to be honest with us. For anybody that missed it, Kirby was asked, are you disappointed you don't got that free win anymore playing Tennessee? How'd that hurt?
That hurt, but we don't have to play Georgia this year.
So it hurt, but it's almost like a good thing.
Yeah, it's like, you remember there was a while with Nick Saban, there was always that rumor about changing the conferences up, and then what about the third Saturday in October? And then there's something like, if we lose it, we lose it, you know? So there's been a lot of great Tennessee-Georgia matchups in my lifetime, some heartbreakers and some of the best games I ever watched in my entire life. But I will say this, Mike, I will miss it a little, right? Until I don't have to play them. So, we'll get to see them every other year, I guess.
Big shout out to also Liquid.
Yeah.
Florida man, of course. We got Florida tomorrow. Member for 23 months, Shane.
Hell yeah.
That's a long time.
That is awesome.
There's family members I haven't talked to in 23 months. He's here every month.
That's a long time, man. 23 months. It's like it sounds like they're doing time, right? How long are you in for? 23 months, man.
Well, we got them, so we ain't getting out. But speaking of Georgia, I don't know if you saw this again, and I don't know if the cousins saw it. There's just so much going on here. I don't know who sees what, but Kirby was asked about SEC breaking away. Now he's mentioned this at the spring meetings, and he said, "Hell, he's been considering it for a long time."
Mm-hmm.
What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you pair that with the conversation we had with Trey earlier. I'm name dropping another interview that's going to come out. I feel like there's a little more smoke with this fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first heard this, it felt like a leverage tool, if you will. You know, well, we'll just pull away. Well, that's just something you would say. But, you know, there's some litigation that's going on. There's some smarter than me people talking about this.
No one's smarter than you, Shane.
Oh, dude, there's this whole room. I may be, for power ranking, I'm at the bottom. Not even close. But but yes, I do feel like that if some of these answers that we keep talking about, because we've done this with the coaches. We said, hey, we're going to find out with the coaches. We're going to find out when they go down to Destin. Oh, no, we didn't. Oh, media days. We've been doing this for 4 freaking years, and it feels like the can keeps getting kicked. And then when they come up with some sort of resolution, it's Republicans and Democrats, and it's, you know, and which, you know, we try not to get political, but it's getting political because they're involved. And
right.
And at the end of the day, man, it wouldn't blow my mind if Southeastern Conference, which, if you remember, Sankey said, what did he say, 40% of all football watched was the SEC, you know, out of all college football. So it can stand on its own if needed.
You know who else can stand on their own?
Who's that?
Carl. Carl Jenkins, wild man. He says what? He gave us a donation. He lives in St. Pete.
Let me see it here.
Are you guys where Cousins could drop by for SEC Media Days? You know, that's one thing. They had the kickoff event on, what was that, Sunday? Yeah, Sunday. Yeah. That would have been a good opportunity. They did an SEC Now. Feinbaum did a show up there. It was pretty cool. But other than that, I haven't seen any fans here, have you? I don't know.
Just the one getting escorted out. you know, somebody came over and they said, hey, we love what you do. And we get a lot of that. But honestly, Mike, I feel like I am just a fan. I am. I'm just a college football fan that somehow got in, somehow got credentialed to this thing and very fortunate. But I really do think they're missing the boat with the fanfare. This is an opportunity. This isn't my kickoff. This isn't your kickoff. This is everybody's kickoff. And I would love nothing more than to Paul Feinbaum have his show outside every day. Now, he probably wouldn't like it, but put him behind a cage and let's let it roll.
Shane, comment of the night. I think this is going to be the winner. Hope maybe someone can beat it. Texas Traveler. See that fire hydrant right there?
Yeah.
He says, I love the SEC. Just assume Shane's a pyromaniac at the end of the game.
Yeah, in case my Camelot.
And then Cousin Lou, we appreciate you. He gave us a donation. Shane exited the Texas penal. Texas fight hookup.
Hell yeah. Come on, cuz. Welcome to the family. No, and I will say, it has improved. This was a lot more effort than I've seen in the past. And so I would imagine Nashville was the first time I really saw any fanfare. So keep your eyes peeled next season. We'll talk about it as we're getting closer about working something. But I feel like there's going to be something pretty special in Nashville next year.
All right. So, again, let's go back to Georgia, Shane.
Yeah.
Kirby's confident. How many people did we talk to said no one's talking about Drew Bobo, elite offensive lineman. Of course, he was down when they lost in the Sugar Bowl. That's a big key to that. Gunner, I've not heard anything bad about Gunner here, and I think that's kind of they like it quiet. They like people not talking about Gunner. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. You know how you get near them swamps and all of a sudden you see them little gator eyes just floating. It just feels like they're just watching you, waiting for you to make a mistake. And I probably shouldn't use gator. We'll talk about some other animal. But you know what I'm saying? I feel like that's what Georgia is.
Junkyard
dog. Come on in. Come on in. Just waiting for you to make the mistake. It's like the Sandlot going over and get that baseball. You know, you're just waiting for you to do it. And that's right. You say you want the belt. You know, crown. We've crowned three teams today, you know. And the one team that has the last two SEC championships just walked through these halls. And, they're bringing their quarterback back. Oh, the defense is improved and even better. And the running game, I feel like, going to be stronger this season. So, yeah, a lot of people sleeping on them Georgia Bulldogs.
Now, one thing, though, this was heavily rumored in the Georgia circles. They were waiting for Kirby to address it. He officially addressed it today, Shane. Now, I think he's a fine player. He was not going to be one of their stars this year, but you can never have enough depth. We know that. Running back Dante Dowdell, the Kentucky transfer, injured in an ATV accident. He's in serious condition or being treated for serious injuries in Atlanta. That was the update from Kirby. So that obviously doesn't sound good. No idea if he'll play. I've heard he may not. So, again, that's always tough. But especially at running back, you can never have enough running backs. I mean, Georgia's going to be good. They got Frazier. Yeah. They got some guys back. But that's a blow.
Well, you don't want anybody to get hurt, especially that way. I feel like, brother, at the end of the day, that the team that wins the national title goes back and says, we had a little lady luck on our side, and you need it. From week zero to the end of the season, you hate to hear any type of injury, but especially a key one like that.
And on the flip side, again, I'm not trying to make light of anything, but, you know, he left Kentucky. Mm-hmm. I was talking to some Kentucky people yesterday, and I said, how's the Kentucky running back shaping up? They said, we switched to safety to running back. He's going to be our running back. So, again, I'm not trying to shit on Kentucky, but that's an issue.
Yeah. we may be a little more five wide up there, Mike. Well, Mitchie can run, you know, spread him out, let him run.
All right, how about Auburn? Today was also Auburn Day.
Mm-hmm.
Go Lish, trying to bring back some swagger to the Plains.
Yeah.
Byron Brown, he was here, represented. We got to interview Alex McPherson. He's a heck of a kicker. Mm-hmm. He got a great story, so we'll post that as well. But any thoughts on Auburn as they come through SEC Media Days here?
Well, I mean, I enjoyed the kicker coming over here. We had a good time, and I was more—I wouldn't say—I mean, we're just talking about a new culture, new expectation, new standards that are going to be created. I mean, but we're in the infant stage of this, and Golish was walking around here with a lot of swagger. I didn't expect him not to. This is a guy that is, no doubt in my mind, is going to win more press conferences than lose, but hasn't had a single snap yet, you know, and it's easy to sit here. I mean, I've heard this quarterback. I mean, there's some people that think he's a top three quarterback, and maybe he is. Maybe he is, Mike. But there's so much change down there on the Plains that I'm not convinced. Nothing moved the needle today for me on Auburn.
One thing I did want to ask you, again, I don't know if you saw this or not, but and again, I didn't even hear the full clip, but apparently Golish was asked about his goals,
mm-hmm.
and he basically said he wouldn't give one and just said, you know, we're setting the foundation for what this program could be. And people were giving him hell, like,
yeah,
dude, this is talking season. You got to come in here kicking the walls down, talking shit and all this, but he didn't do it. I don't think that's a negative, do you?
No, because there'll be plenty of time for it, you know?
Yeah.
He's one of those guys. But I think about, you know, we talked to a lot of Georgia people today, and we talk about Auburn and say, oh, yeah, they got the right guy. I think Golish is the right guy. But you know who's the dude? John Summerall. You know, they kept going back to Florida. Like, I feel like Georgia fans right now are more concerned with the Florida Gators than they are with Auburn Tigers.
You think so?
Yeah, yeah. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. And if they tell you different, I feel like they're lying. Of course, right now they're not. But Golish, the reason that, I mean, we heard a lot of people talk about his mind because he's got such a creative mind and he's such an offensive guru that given some more time and patience down there, I really feel like you got the right guy. It's just, we're talking season one. I mean, this is 2026 Media Days, not 27, not 28. This is, we're kicking off this year's, you know, season. And I feel like Auburn is in a fight for their life this year.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Alabama buzz has been quiet.
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds Auburn beats Bama this year?
You know, it's funny. If we're talking about teams least talked about at Media Days, it would not blow your mind that Vanderbilt's probably number one, Arkansas number two, Mississippi State maybe number three, but number four, Alabama. And I'm not saying that they shouldn't be talking about it. I'm just saying – on this radio row,
yeah,
I've heard more talk about Stein in Kentucky. I've heard more conversations about Beamer in South Carolina. I've heard more conversations about, hell, you name it, except for Alabama. And then they're like, oh, well, yeah, Alabama, they'll be fine. That's what, you know, they'll be okay. They'll be fine. They just, the offensive line, you know, once they figure that out, you know what? Let them get their starting quarterback going. Then Alabama will be all right. But then when you start talking about four or five loss Alabama, they're like, oh, no, Alabama can't lose four games. SEC Mark, he thinks they can.
I think they'll be lucky to go 7-5. No, 8-4 is what I got them.
Not me, Stephen. I'm still on the Tide.
All right, how about Vanderbilt, Shane? It's Vanderbilt Day. Mm-hmm. Kind of came and went, snuck by.
Yeah.
There's no Pavia magic this media day. So anything stand out to you about the Commodores?
Well, one conversation I heard was Coach Lee basically saying that we're still competing for college football playoffs.
Yeah.
So I love the confidence. I love the swagger that Coach Lee and company have created. And, you know, it's momentum, man. Vanderbilt's got momentum. Look at the last couple of years. They're moving in the right direction. They got the new stadium. They've got all these celebrities buying in, helping them get the best quarterback in the country. You know, it's like we're not just pumping the brakes because Pavia's gone. No, I feel like Vanderbilt, even though we don't talk about them, nobody wants to play them.
The one thing I picked up I thought was interesting, which we could safely assume this, but Georgia's apparently pissed that they lost Jared Curtis to Vanderbilt. And they're going to Kirby's going to open a can of whoop ass on them this year.
Yeah.
That's kind of the most interesting Vanderbilt nugget I've picked up at Media Days.
I don't know. As long as they don't say, you know, we want Georgia like they did Bama a few years ago, you know. I don't think that's the case. I really don't. Kirby, I mean, he's old school. He's a gentleman. For some people, you remember Coach Stoops? How many times we thought they were going to kill Kentucky and they beat them, right? But they didn't destroy them. They didn't. They took their foot off the neck a couple of times. So I feel like Coach Lee and Kirby have no ill will. But who knows? We weren't privy to the. You know, the recruiting process and what Coach Lee may have said or may not have said.
Carl, appreciate you. You gave us a donation chain.
Thank you, cuz.
Is DGG Evolve tomorrow?
I think so. I think so. I mean, I've not heard anything different than, let's just say, if I'm a gambling man, which I am, I'm saying yes. And maybe that's an optimistic ball in me, but I don't care.
Running back you down there in Rocky Top, you know what?
Seriously, we got a guy here. We just, if you're just, take your fanfare out of it for a second. You're a running back that wants to move to the NFL, that wants to make the most money possible. Don't you want to go to a team that allows you to get the most yardage possible?
He said, I just thought I'd change mailman because we know something.
I haven't heard anything, but I've heard a lot of close sources that feel pretty confident.
An old mate says, Shane's couch doesn't miss him back.
No. No. That thing needed to air out a little bit anyway. neither is the wife. You know, she sent me a picture of the thermostat, you know, because we're in this constant, you know, thermostat battle.
Right.
And it was like 74, which would never fly if I'm at the house. But it's one of them Nest ones, so I thought about changing it while I'm here just to, you know, keep her honest.
Hey, shout out Freedom Van, yeah. Shane. Got us a donation.
Thank you, Freedom.
You were asking everybody about the biggest disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
So Freedom Van wants to know Shane's biggest disappointment.
You know, it changed today, man. I was always on. I was on the Ole Miss. Biggest disappointment. I felt like they were. So I'm going to say Texas A&M. Yeah.
Is that because the Tex-Hags guys were mean to you?
Yeah. They were making fun of my clothes and stuff. Not really. I mean, David was good, but he was talking about all his name brands and I shop at DXL, you know, so I could care less.
Hey, your cousin James says Shane's couch has got a ton of crumbs. Is that true?
No. Ooh. You think I'm missing anything? I'm a trained professional, cuz.
Appreciate you, Jared. He gave us a donation. So LSU is going to be Thursday.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, even Ole Miss tomorrow. I mean, we got some good ones still to come. It feels like we've been here all week already. But yeah, we still got a hell of a lineup. They did the lineup right too, because years past there was a lot of this packing up and leaving on day four. Sankey ain't gonna let it happen this time.
Do you think that Kiffin will say anything of note, or do you think he's tempered it down here?
It's gonna be tough for him not to, you know, especially since he's always done the woe is me, the free agency, and all that stuff, and now he's like the ringleader of it. So I do kind of wonder what that looks like, but no, I feel like there's going to be some questions thrown his way, especially with what Josh Heupel said about the mustard bottles and the golf balls and things like that. And as much as Lane would like the spotlight not to be on him, it's going to be. So Yeah, they're gonna media's gonna hammer him.
Well, they've already hammered Shane.
Yeah.
South Carolina.
What?
They've already fired Beamer, you know. But I'm pretty optimistic. It seems like every year we come down here and people are like, buddy, you seen Sellers? You heard of Kendall Browse? You heard of offensive line coach Randy Clement?
Yeah.
I mean, they butter us up every year with Carolina. But it is an even year. It's one of our favorite things to say. You feeling more or less confident Carolina goes over the 6.5 after
more Carolina? Mm-hmm. More confident. But you know me, I'm not hard to please, man. Just come to the booth and I'll be your guy. I will be your microphone, you know. And there's, you know, and I joke, there's a lot of people talking about the age of this team, which sometimes gets overlooked, but an older team is who's winning national titles. We talk about that with Beamer, and this is an older team, a veteran team. And, you know, how many programs in this conference going into a 9-game SEC schedule are like, we don't even know who the quarterback is. No, we know exactly who the quarterback is. We know the leader of this team is on both offense and defense. We may be sleeping a little bit on them Gamecocks.
Tough comment, Shane, from Vol Tiger.
Yeah.
He says Beamer will have Cuz's hair by next season.
He's getting close. You know, but I do like that he's not combing it over. You know, he's embracing it. I mean, we see his daddy. We know where it's heading. it is what it is, but you know, embrace it, man. Bald's beautiful.
You know what else we should embrace?
What's that?
One of the legends has kicked in $20 here.
Hell yeah, thank you.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. Roll Tide.
Appreciate you, Steven Up.
Thank you, cuz.
Hope you cousins are having a good time. Thanks for the content. Spend this on mustard and golf balls.
Needed it yesterday for those damn Dr. Pepper dogs they gave us.
Not good?
No, terrible. Terrible.
Where does that rank among worst media day foods for you?
I don't know who's running this outfit. This is terrible. I mean, listen.
I liked it today.
Did you? Oh, I mean, it was pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good. But it's still random tater tots are sitting here. And then
those have been sitting out for a while. Yeah. You got to get rid of these tots.
Yeah. Of course, I'm not doing desserts because I've been a good boy. But those look pathetic anyway. It's not something I'm like, oh, man, I'd like to get one of them. But not good.
That's when you know you're taking your weight loss seriously, when you're not eating the desserts. I haven't touched one of them, but
locked in.
Now, maybe if they were more tempting, different story.
Well, I felt bad for the guy I rode over on the plane with, and I was like, you know what? I really need to be a good boy while I'm down here because I don't want the guy that I got to sit to going back to go through the same thing.
Hey, shout out JP. Don't jinx it, cuz I'm not ready to go back home yet. Sitting here in Florida enjoying tropical storm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it tropical storm? I don't even know.
I haven't really looked. It looks like we had a little rain out here for a minute, but I think it's closer to JP side down there in the panhandle. But no, I really haven't been paying attention to any weather. I did make an effort to get outside and at least take 10 minutes to get some vitamin D.
When did you do that?
You were doing something. Oh, Tex-Ags, I think.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, Old Mesa's Tater Tots. I thought that was a 4-star hotel.
I love Tater Tots too, but it
not
was
these
chicken,
tots.
No, chicken nuggets and tater tots. That, I mean, it's really crazy. It's like they're cleaning out the fridge. Like, hey, we got to cook this before it goes bad. but maybe they're waiting on Alabama. You know,
anything else stand out to you, interview wise, team wise, anything?
Just optimism, right? You know, it feels like every season we do this, there's 4 or 5 Arkansas's, right? There's just one Arkansas, you know, that's down and out. And even we had neighbors on. He talked best case scenario, 6 wins, you know, which is good. I feel like that would be a good year for him. But every other team, a lot of optimism floating around, which is great preseason. But what does that look like in October and early November when you're starting to get a couple of the mails? Because that optimism turns into expectations, and that expectations turns into blame. And you know, Kirby said it last year, you know, when we were going to nine-game SEC. He goes, literally, you're guaranteeing 8 more losses in the Southeastern Conference. That's what we're doing. So there's going to be more losses indefinitely, you know, inevitably. So, but I will say what's, I think, a bigger surprise was just how optimistic every team fan base has been.
Any standouts for anybody that missed it? We were on Feinbaum. I'm going to try to get the footage and post it. Did anything stand out to you about latest appearance on Feinbaum?
Yeah, I'm gonna call you Hot Mike. Hot, I mean, boy, he got some hot ones in. I got a couple of DMs after that one and said, Mike had some hot takes. And I was like, boy, he did.
Isn't this the place for it?
Yeah, but you laid out like 7. Like we were running out of time. I thought the big one for me was, again, how high you've been on Oklahoma. How high you've been on Tennessee. That one kind of surprised me coming from you. Yeah.
But Cousin Bo, is this true? He says, apparently Shane didn't remember who David Nunez was.
Well, here's the deal.
What happened? I missed it.
Here's the deal about old Davey. And it's not that I didn't. I just had a brain fart, man. I go through.
What'd you call him, Billy?
Mike? I didn't call him nothing. I called him Tex Aggs. Oh. Yeah. Well, I got put on the spot, because there was something we did about hot takes or something, and, you know, I mean, we're talking hottest of hot takes is that Texas A&M's more likely to not make a bowl game than they are to make college football playoffs. And, yeah. So then, of course, David ran with it, and somebody asked me his name or said something, and I couldn't think of it. But I thought about the last 5 conversations I had with him, like literally everything. I'm looking at his face, but I just couldn't get his name out. So I apologize, Dave.
No wonder he won't come to the table.
He's supposed to be here. I think he's coming tomorrow. Yeah. Now, Texas, listen, I don't think there's one Texas. If you've been following this show any, you know that there's been plenty of times I've been on the A&M bandwagon, and what happens? You guys fail. So I think they're happy that I'm out. I mean, I got to pick somebody to lose.
Yeah, I think A&M and Ole Miss are the only two you got losing this year.
No, Auburn.
Okay,
yeah, Auburn. I mean, Arkansas. I mean, those Arkansas, Vanderbilt, Mississippi State is going to be close. Mississippi State's an interesting one. That's one that I keep going back and forth. I haven't quite done my rankings because I want to make sure I get through all of the teams. But, yeah, it's very fluid in the middle, you know. I think there's 2 or 3 that I'm pretty confident with at the bottom. And there's, you know, 3 or 4 that I'm confident with the top. But the middle, that's the part that keeps shifting. And, you know, think about it. You could be in that 4th, 5th spot. You still can get in the college football playoffs.
Hey, shout out to Vandy Chris. He gave us a donation, Shane, but he's not happy.
Oh, shit.
Kenny Minchie. I don't even remember, but I put him, I guess, 10 in the SEC quarterback rankings. Dude was beat out at Notre Dame by a freshman. Well, that freshman is named CJ Carr.
Yeah.
Went, I think, 10-2 last year. He's the front runner for the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just a freshman he got beat out, but also maybe Vandy Chris is unaware. Seems like everybody's unaware. Those are by the end of the year rankings.
Yes.
So I think Kenny Minchie playing for Will Stein, I think he could be really good. And the fact, again, we kind of referenced this yesterday during Kentucky Day, but bringing a quarterback who's never even played in this league, never played in this offense, mm-hmm. a leader of the team already, a lot of guys don't bring their quarterback that have not even played a down in the Southeastern Conference. I think that kind of just reaffirms my ranking. And again, 10 out of 16 is not that high, but where are you at? Do you think that's a crazy ranking? Kenny Minchie by the end of the season could be the 10th best quarterback in the conference?
I like Minchie. I really do.
It could be higher.
He barely lost. You know what I'm saying? He barely lost to a Heisman candidate. And he is going to be such the focal piece of this football team. He is. When Stein's up there telling you, because of me, well, it's because of me and Minchie. You know, it's a package deal. So I'm kind of torn because quarterback rankings, I feel like, get skewed a little bit because of who they play for. You know, you take Minchie, And we do this sometimes, but if you take Minchie and you put him in a Georgia Bulldog uniform, he'd be higher on your ranking, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, if he was playing for the Texas Longhorns, you'd have him higher in your rankings. It's just that's just the facts. But so when you're talking about best quarterback, it's go into the room, pick the guy, and Minchie, the reason I don't have him higher or lower, because this is your list, not mine, it's just because I haven't seen it, you know? So does he have the pieces? Sure. But he's not took one snap in the SEC.
All the A&M cousins?
Yeah.
They're just overjoyed that you're out on him.
Where's Kyle at? Is he in there?
I haven't seen him yet. I haven't seen him.
And he wakes up. He's going to love this one.
Can I get a can we get a power rankings of the food you have eaten at Tampa thus far?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah, I really haven't had too much, believe it or not. Number one, you recommended that Naked Farmer.
And you made fun of me. You call me a hippie. You badmouthed me to all these people about the Naked Farmer.
They got it going on. They got it figured out. It's pretty good. And what I like about it was chicken thighs, which are one of my favorites. And then they paired it with rice and sweet potatoes. And the sweet potatoes are real good. So that would be number one. Number two, the place we ate the first night, I had the steak tacos. That was pretty good here at the hotel. And then number three would be these pistachios right here.
It's been that bad.
It's been that bad, dude. Pistachios. And then there's these little, they got the, someone took my cookies. These little Mexican cookies. Oh, wait, no, here they are. These little guys, bring that in. Yeah, you can see that. So that is a
Southwest.
Oh, no. There is cinnamon, so it is risque, but
probably not a lot.
No, not a lot. I mean, it's just 90 calories in this thing, you know. So I've been doing, like I said, I've been doing pretty good here. But
we haven't had a single Cuban sandwich, have we? We might have to hook that up.
Or do they have that here? Just kidding. I know they got it somewhere. You know, I had one Cuban restaurant. They had I don't know what it was called, but it was like a potato ball. Have you heard that? So inside the potato, so it's like some sort of beef onion thing, and then there's mashed potatoes, and then it's breaded and then deep fried.
In case you can't tell, folks, Shane is getting hungry.
Hell yeah. Look at these bald bastards. Yeah, pop on in. Tell the audience. Look at this. The gun
Whose
show.
Chest is that? We got the two top baldies in the SEC other than Shane. Anything else, Shane? Anything else stand out?
Today. I'm just thinking of today. I enjoyed the conversation with Shane Beamer. Thank you for coming over.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the conversation with the kicker. I didn't think I'd like that, but McPherson, I thought that was awesome. Pretty cool interview too, because we don't ask. I mean, we talk about some of the season, but it's just a cool family, you know. I mean, kicking. I never thought about it, but it's just a competitive kicking family. That was pretty cool. And I'm telling you, Mike, this could be the best freaking football season that we've ever seen. Just because we're sitting here telling you who we think's going to win, and odds are we are completely wrong. But this is such a deep conference this year, you know? Deep, man.
You know, one thing, so we interviewed Neil McCready today.
Yeah.
And, you know, that guy, he's not always the most popular.
Another bald guy.
Among some people, I think he's fantastic, obviously. I did a show last week. But he keeps saying something that I hope he's wrong, but he might be right, about how the SEC is just going to beat the hell out of each other this 9-game, and there's going to be chaos, and might hurt him in the playoff. I think that is kind of the biggest talking point thus far at Media Days.
Yeah. I trailed off there. Sorry, what did you say? Could you just the tail end of that?
Just it's a 9-game SEC. Yeah. Everybody's optimistic. Not everybody can win.
No, I know.
People are going to beat the hell out of each other. And we're talking like, I'm talking teams that have legit playoff aspirations. Mm-hmm. Like A&M, Texas, Oklahoma, they all play each other and they all play each other late.
Yeah.
How the hell are they all making the playoff if they're all – somebody's got to lose, unless somebody's whooping everybody's ass, and that ain't happening.
You know, the one thing that really stands out to me is back when it was the BCS days, every game was on the line, right?
Yeah.
You just had to win. And if you lost one, how many times did you lose a Florida game? You're like, who do they got to play this year? You know, then you're looking at Florida's. Where are we going to get our two losses from Florida Gators? You know, so we did this. But then they expanded, right? And it took us a little bit to kind of wrap our heads around losing a game and it not being the end of the world. Well, now that we got an expanded playoffs now, we got to wrap our head around a nine-game SEC schedule where there's going to be some more, and that's why Sankey's out here telling you we got the toughest damn conference in the world, and there's going to be some 9-3 teams that deserve in.
Hey, shout out Brodo. He says, Shane saw a man walking by with chicken fingers and got distracted.
I was like, damn, that chicken fingers look good. Chicken fingers. What am I, 12? I still eat it. With about tater tots.
Shane got bad. The man didn't pick honey mustard.
I know. All right, Nothing's worse than getting home with your food and then realizing they left the sauces out, especially if it's like a Zaxby's or something.
Do you realize how good you have it, though? If that's like one of your biggest complaints in life is like, I got food. Yeah. I got access to delicious food, but they didn't quite give it to me the way I demand.
But you know how I made it better? Well, Zaxby's is weird anyway, especially ours. Not a sponsor. Don't want them to be either. If I'm ordering, a lot of things went wrong for me to get Zaxby's. It's usually the wife craving type deal, but I could whip it up. I got honey. I got mustard. I don't need them. But I feel like there's something else in the mix. I haven't quite figured that out because honey and mustard's good, but it's not quite Bojangles. I wish they were a sponsor. Their honey mustard is nectar from the gods. That is number one, without a doubt, the best honey mustard in the biz.
Well, we've officially reached the Shane Hangry Hour.
Yeah.
So I think we got to jump off here and get this man some food. Anything else, buddy, before we hop off?
No, look forward to it. We got an early start tomorrow, and I'm going to have you another little YouTube short coming out probably this evening or first thing in the morning. I asked some media guys.
Wait, sorry, hey, one girls? More.
Yeah.
Shout out Old Mace. This may be the best. Shane, Pate, Cube, Neil. We aren't getting a shampoo sponsorship.
No, but we may get a turkey package, you know, when they go over there and get the hair implants. But
Now they're demanding, Shane?
Yeah.
Sauce rankings. Would you power rank top five?
Well, top five, I mean.
Or three. Or
yeah. Honey mustard at Bojangles is clearly number one. Number two, Polynesian sauce at Chick-fil-A. Number three, sleeper. Not enough respect, sweet and sour at McDonald's. I'll give you the top three there.
And then shout out Rex St. Charles. He said, Shane's only hangry for 1 hour a day.
I could just keep it contained for an hour. That's why our interviews are no longer than an hour. I promise you.
All right, so that's going to do it. Again, we're working hard. We're trying to get as many videos recorded as we possibly can. And those will trickle out in the days to come. I'm not taking time off. Like, we travel back Friday. I'm going to get my ass home on Friday and just start editing videos and posting them. So again, I'm not all at once or anything, but they'll trickle out. So we got tons and tons of content coming. And yeah, that's all we got, man. Anything else?
Nope. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Until then, see you.
See you guys. Go Bob.
Hey, buddy. This beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.